It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
And welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. I'm Jim Galante, along with Ross Tucker. It's time for Ask Ross, which is brought to you by DraftKings. And you know what? It was great to see the teams back out on the field over the weekend, and lucky for us, that was only week one. There's no better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And to add to the excitement of week two, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to turn $1 into $100 when they bet on any team. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to get the can't-miss offer. Pick any team during week two, bet $1 on them, and you win $100 if they win. Doesn't get simpler than that. $1 to win $100 when you use promo code KSN during sign-up for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, it is quarter number three, the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with Ross Tucker. And it is time for Ask Ross. And remember, Ross picks your question as the best. You get that awesome Labatt Blue shirt. And thanks go out to our buddy Kevin at Labatt for providing those shirts. They are fantastic. Remember, it goes to the best question. And if you want your question answered, go to the app, Keystone Sports. You'll find a button that says Ask Ross. Can't get any easier than that. And if you don't want to download the app, you could always reach out, email info@ksnsports.net. All right, Ross, are you ready, sir?
Always. Let's do it. I love this. One of my favorite parts of the week.
All right. Here you go then. Ray from McCandless, PA, which he informs us is a suburb of Pittsburgh. I did not know that, Ray. First time question for you, Ross. On a side note, I love hearing you appear on local radio in Pittsburgh. You always have great outside perspective and would love to hear you here more often. How about that? So Ray says, you've said early that cancellation of a fall season would come because the university leaders were punting on legal and liability concerns. Recently, the Big has been sued by the Nebraska players. There's pressure from national lawmakers. There was a rumored lawsuit coming from Ohio State when they were going to cancel the season. Did they actually create more legal liability by playing it safe and postponing than they would have been by just going forward to begin with?
Good question. No, I don't think so. Because, you know, I don't think we know what the legal liability would be if they played, which they're going to do now, and they end up having issues. I mean, I think there's some speculation that maybe the liability, you know, the president has done something about the liability. I saw where someone speculated that. I don't know how that would be possible or what that means or what they could have done there. I got to be honest with you, Jim, not my area of expertise. I do think that the liability associated with a negative outcome or negative outcomes related to health are probably more significant than whatever, you know, they were facing from the Nebraska parents or whatever. You know, I think there's certainly more legal liability if somebody gets really sick or, you know, God forbid, passes away.
Obviously, nobody wanted that, but I think to think that the pressure that they were getting from the Nebraska lawsuit and some of the other pressures they were receiving, if you don't think that was a factor, I think you're being a bit naive. There was a comment from the Big Ten's lawyer that if they would have to reveal some of this information, I believe he used the word, it would be devastating. How in the world could revealing how you came about making a decision be devastating? You know, I think there were things that they didn't want to have out in public. So anyway, let's get to the next question. Let's see. Oh, Sean from Dawson asks, when the news leaked that Eric Barron of Penn State voted to postpone the season, how do you think he justified 40,000 students allowed to come back to campus, but COVID was too dangerous to play football?
I don't have a very good answer for that. I think the thought process would be that, you know, I think it's related to the myocarditis. And but then it's almost like, okay, so myocarditis is bad for the athletes, but it's okay for the student body. You know, that
right.
doesn't really make a whole lot of sense to me. There's also, in fairness to the Big Ten, I don't think anybody really thought it was that outlandish of a decision when they made it. It was more just the lack of transparency, logic, and reasoning as to why they did it. And they would have been a lot better off if they had said, you know, here's why. You know, here's why we are canceling the season, because there's a lot of unknowns. I thought their messaging was really poor. And that's a big reason why there's been and there was such an uproar. But I don't see how these universities, it's, you know, and people say, well, you know, it's the money. They want all 40,000 students to pay their tuition and to be there. Well, I guess, but a lot of those students are still going to pay their tuition just to go to school virtually. Number one. And number two, like, they know that they're losing a ton of money by not having a football season. Like, they knew that. Trust me when I tell you, those university presidents did not want to lose all the money they were going to lose for not having a football season. So I don't have a great answer for that, other than I think that they felt like the liability would be more significant for extracurricular activities, sports, being in locker rooms like that, than having the students primarily living on their own and living virtually.
You know what, Ross? I've been pretty rough on the decision makers in the Big Ten, but the fact is, these are unprecedented times. Nobody, and we learn something new every week, every day, seemingly every hour. These are tough decisions to make, and I'm not sure there's a black and white, right and wrong answer. There's a lot of shades of gray in all these decisions. All right, next up is Pete from Walnutport, who asks, Ross, how does Micah Parsons avoid becoming Aaron Maben in the NFL? Maben, like Parsons, was a freak athlete, but something has to be said for game experience. I believe Maben was inexperienced. The question is, you know, is Parsons still raw, and could he have benefited from another year on the field, on the college football field?
So there's a couple different things to discuss here, Jim. One of which is, I don't know if you saw my tweet on Wednesday at Ross Tucker NFL. Hopefully a lot of you are already following me and following our network at KSN Sportsnet. But as soon as the Big Ten came out and said that they were playing, you know, I tweeted that the whole state of Pennsylvania is basically saying, and I had a GIF of, please come back to Micah yes. Parsons. Because obviously, you know, Penn State has a chance to have a really good team this year. And having him, he's an absolute difference maker. Nobody disputes that, would be huge and would give them a better chance to win the Big Ten and maybe go to the college football playoff and all of the things that we'd like to see them have the opportunity to do. And a couple things that came out of it. One was our buddy Kevin Wilson, Labatt Blue Kevin, said that Micah had signed with an agency Athletes First a couple weeks back. But also Micah replied to my tweet. He quote tweeted it and had like the an emoji of, you know, a guy blushing and, you know, Steve Harvey with this smile. And Penn State fans went in an absolute tizzy. Penn State fans went crazy because Micah made it seem like maybe there's a chance he will play. And it's interesting because we've already seen Ohio State offensive guard Wyatt Davis, who said he was opting out, is now coming back now that there's going to be a season. And even though he signed with an agent, I think in these unprecedented times, I do believe that, you know, they would let him come back and play if he wanted to. I think they'd have to, right? I mean, he made the decision thinking there wouldn't be a season. Now there is going to be a season. That said, I'm not sure Micah will do that. I'm not sure he wants to do that or that that would be the right decision. I think any player can benefit from more playing time. Any player can benefit from getting more of an opportunity to go out there and perform and get more experience. And Micah's no different. The difference is there's really nowhere to go but down for him. You know, he's a top five, maybe top 10 pick. He's going to go as high as an off-the-ball linebacker can go. But those guys just don't go number one, number two, number three. They just don't. And so they're really, from a draft position standpoint, it's sort of nowhere to go but down for him. So I think from a business standpoint, he's making the right decision if he does not play. And the good news, as we've detailed, is that is one position where Penn State can really sustain it. I mean, you know, I almost feel like if you had to have either Freiermuth or Micah Parsons leave school and opt out, you'd rather have it be Micah Parsons because they've got Brandon Smith and Ellis Brooks, Jesse Luceda, Lance Dixon. I mean, they've got four really good linebackers. They were going to have to get them all on the field anyway. So I think Penn State will be just fine. Now, none of those guys are Micah Parsons, but I don't think you'll miss him as much as people might think.
But still, Ross, you're saying there's a chance.
He tweeted there's a chance, evidently.
All right, let's see if we can sneak one more in real fast. Jeff from Washington, D.C. Lots of news the last couple weeks about Penn State players and drug charges. It may be becoming a trend. If you're James Franklin, what kind of message can you tell your team that can get through to them and put an end to this kind of behavior?
Seemed to me like, and again, I got to be honest with you, on a lot of these, I feel a little uninformed, Jim, but it seemed like it was like all the same raid. Like, I think the guys all lived together, it sounded like. If I'm wrong, you can let me know. I think he just makes it very clear that if there's another issue, they're gone. They're off the team. And that should probably just about do it, because that's the last thing those guys want, is to lose their scholarship and have to go back to their hometowns with a tail between their legs.
All right, that is it for quarter number three in Ask Ross. Stick around. We'll announce our winner in quarter number four, and Bob and Andy will rejoin me.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes, or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com, and use code KSN at checkout. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is bringing back their can't-miss offer. All new users can place a $1 bet on any team during Week 2, and if that team wins, you win $100. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up. That's code KSN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.